For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Emma Terrace, the junior out of New Hope, Minnesota, has 12 points on the season coming into this weekend. And Emma, you guys came into this weekend against St. Cloud State knowing how many points were on the line and hoping to get up in the standings. What was kind of the mindset coming into the weekend?
The mindset was just to like play our game, and obviously these are big points, so we wanted to get them, but so the focus was to get the points, but you know, just focus on our game, play our game, keep doing the offensive tendencies that we've been working on, and trying to play a solid defensive zone as well.
St. Cloud State had scored first. Kiki Radke answers. You guys go into the second tied up. Obviously, it's nice to get scoring from all across the board, whether it's freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, but what has it been about that freshman class that they've been so successful so far?
They all work so hard, and it's nice to see that they're finally getting some credit for it, especially Kiki. She's been working hard all the year. You see her running into the boards, just working hard, crashing and everything like that. And so it's really good to see her get credit. She worked so hard, and it definitely paid off tonight. But bummer we couldn't keep it going after that.
Okay, on to more personal things rather than hockey. Of course, the hockey game didn't go the way all we wanted it to, but your team is more like a family than it is a team. And they did something earlier today that was pretty incredible. I've never seen a team come together for a teammate of theirs and their family like they did. Your mom has been battling cancer for a while now, and your teammates obviously love her just as much as you do, don't they?
Of course they do. It's hard not to love her. So we were sitting in my room with Riley. She's my roommate right now. And everybody started coming in, and the people had phones out, like, videotaping. I'm like, what's going on? And me and my mom were like, why is everybody coming in here? And Riley drops the news that her dad created a GoFundMe page for my mom and her cancer process and the whole journey and whatnot. And it was just really cool because, for me, like, it always has been. Like, I've had a great support system through high school and especially now in college, and it goes beyond hockey, this team, for sure. Like, I'll be friends with every single one of these girls forever. They'll all be invited to my wedding. We'll stay in touch for so long. And it just shows in things like this that they care and, like, we're in it together no matter what, on and off the ice. And it was really cool to see that.
And as of now, it's when I'm talking to you, it's 7:39 on Friday night. This all came about early in the afternoon. And a lot of money has been raised for your mom. What does that mean to you, knowing that not just your teammates, but there's other people out there now that have donated?
It means so much because obviously money has been a huge problem, especially lately, and there's not much you can do when someone has cancer and the medical bills keep piling up. So it's a weight lifted off your shoulder, and it just makes me want to cry every time I see somebody donate, and no matter if it's $5 to however much they're going, it's awesome and it's cool to see, and it's nice.
There was a really great article in the newspaper about your family and what you guys have gone through. Obviously, when people go through adversity, you know, you either keep it together or you don't. But your mom has been such an inspiration to a lot of people, me included, because my dad is battling cancer right now. But she just shows how much strength she has and her positivity. For you as her daughter, how much of that, you got to be pretty proud of how your mom's battling.
Oh, of course I am. I don't know how she does it in the first place. I've gone to her doctor visits with her, and I've sat with her, and it's not fun, to say the least, and it looks painful, not horrible, all those things. So it's cool to see her keep, like, having a positive attitude and still be, like, a second mom to pretty much half these girls and always have a smiling, happy face, whether we win, lose. She has had a bad day. She had chemo in the morning, this, that, and she's always happy, so it's fun to see her, and it makes my day better, that's for sure.
She doesn't miss many games. I know your folks, the first time I met them 3 years ago when they first stepped foot on Bemidji State's campus, and they're riding in with that RV. You guys made the newspaper in Bemidji because of the RV, and of course everybody knew about it because it had Beaver stickers all over it. But what was it? Obviously, your parents, they obviously follow your career, but what was it about Bemidji State that they've fallen in love with the school as much as you have, haven't they?
Yeah, they love the school. They love coming up here. It's their little getaway, and my mom had to miss a few games last year, and she was devastated. And I'm like, it's okay, Mom. Like, you need to get better. Like, you can't come right now. You know, I'm just trying to be, like, supportive. And she's like, no, you don't get it. I want to be there. And I'm like, I'm sorry. So it's tough when she can't make it to the games, but I know how much they enjoy it and how much I enjoy having them here, and so it's awesome when they can make it up.
Okay, for the folks that are listening and want to help out with the GoFundMe, I will repost the link on our Beaver Radio Network Facebook page and website in our game day blog for Saturday's game. What does your team need to do to come out here and beat St. Cloud and get 3 points out of this weekend?
I think we just need to be better in all areas of the ice. We know what to do. We have been working on our offense and our defensive zone. When we played Wisconsin, the second game really showed and was doing better. And I just think we need to be better and more determined. I think it's more like our determination coming out there to battle in every zone and every aspect of our game, because then we can play with them.
And then win.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Emma, of course, as always, your mom is such an inspiration. And we certainly are happy you decided to come to Bemidji State so we could get to know your parents. And good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much, Emma.
Thank you.